Hey, this is Allison Sullivan here with another episode of Go Ask Allison. It's Friday. I know we drop these episodes on Monday, but I'm just excited because it's Friday. And I'm here with an amazing guest. I have Justin Himmelbaum here with me today. Hello, Justin. Say hello.
Hi, fans, subscribers of Ask Allison. We are so happy to be here and, you know, really just honored that someone as amazing as you would ever think to have someone as dorky as me on your podcast.
I don't think you're dorky at all. But thank you so much for joining me. Justin, this is his very first podcast that he has ever gone live with. He did one once that wasn't ever released. It's coming soon, 2024. But this one's going to drop maybe like Monday or 2 weeks from Monday. So, and since it's actually just still the first quarter of 2023, I wanted to talk about a topic that is on probably everybody's mind. And I thought two great real estate minds together could probably come up with some good stuff for this topic. And the topic is 2023 predictions in real estate. So Justin and I had a little collab before this talking about what we think is going to happen this year. And we're going to share that with you today. So thank you, Justin, for breaking your podcast virginity with me here today.
It hurts a little, but I'm excited.
He's been practicing his podcast voice, so he's...
Thank you guys so much for having me on the podcast today. I just wanted to say that this is really an amazing experience.
It really is. I'm going to start off with something that I told Justin when I first saw him. So my drive to Boca this morning, I literally laughed out loud, so loud that I had to call my mom and fact check something. This is like non-real estate related, but it's just too funny not to share. And this is just kind of like interesting facts in American history that I'm going to share with you today. So I'm getting old. Normally I listen to rap. Like I listen to like Shade 45 or like The Heat on Sirius. I'm a big XM listener. But recently, I don't know if it's me getting older. I've been listening like 80s, 90s on 9, The Blend, which I think is like 60s, 70s, and 80s. So today I get in my car, I push The Blend, and Engelbert Humperdinck comes on, right? So I just started laughing. I'm like, who? That's actually not the guy's real name. That was his stage name. They came up with
it. Wait, he made up this name?
Yeah. Okay. So I call my mom, because my mom was alive in the 60s. It was like her era, you know? So I'm like, Mom, I'm like, you know how I normally listen to like Kodak Black and like, you know, whatever rap I listen to? And she's like, yeah, garbage. And I'm like, yeah, garbage, right? So I'm like,
turn off that music, Allison.
Yeah, she's been saying that when I got like the Chronic album in the 90s and you still like blasted in my room. But anyway, so I'm like, Mom, I've been listening to like 80s, 90s, like 60s, 70s. And I get in the car, Engelbert Humperdinck. I'm like, what's... I'm like, did you guys in the 60s like giggle when they said his name? She's like, no, Allison, he was a hunk. He was like so hot. She's like, he was like over 6 feet tall. Like, she's like, you got to Google what he looks like. He was Elvis, you know? Like,
Allison, I have to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. Over 6 feet tall. Do you have shortism? Are you against short people?
No. Why are you short?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
I'm not 6 feet tall, but I'm right around there.
My mom pointed out that he was over 6 feet tall.
All right. It's 2023. You can't. No, that's not okay.
Okay. So I'm like, Mom, his last name was Humperdinck. I'm like, was the word hump like a thing in the 60s? Like, did you guys hump? Like, is that what you said for making out? And she's like, no, actually. Like, the word hump was not a word in the 60s. So she's with her friend at like Flakowitz, like having breakfast or whatever. And they're like giggling like schoolgirls because they think I'm so funny. But so apparently in the 60s, you said like necking or petting was humping. So at some point in American history, hump became a word associated with making out. We need to figure out when this was. And then I brought up the fact that in the 60s, it was like very common to name your kid Dick like, yeah. Which is also kind of makes you want to laugh a little because it's, you know. So I was like, Mom, in the 60s, when people were named Dick, did you laugh? Like, because it's a penis, you know?
And I wonder if the supply of people named Dick now is like similar to the supply of houses on the market. just way down.
Way down. All right. Well, so yeah. So Dick was also not a word until more recently. But since we're talking about supply and demand now of people named Dick, let's dive right in. Nice transition into what we see for 2023. So I've made a few points here that we're going to go through. The first being the media. So, you know, we were talking about this and Justin had some thoughts that he can share. But I think, you know, the media just kind of creates fear. And home buyers that are, you know, watching the news at night might be like, you know what, we might not want to buy right now because of what they just said on the news. So what do you think about that? Do you agree the media is kind of making people not want to pull the trigger? Or?
Yeah, so I see in the market that people are scared, right? I think what Allison and I both talked about is that our buyers seem a little gun shy, but it's because of what they're hearing on the news. You know, right now is a really good point in the market. Q1's looking good for buyers because you're in this point where interest rates have gone down a little bit since September. They're at the lowest they've been since September 2022. I think that was last year, right? I can't keep up with the years anymore.
Correct. Yes.
So interest rates are at the lowest they've been since September 2022. And, you know, prices are starting to come down. Inventory's on its way up. So unlike the name Dick, which is on its way down, we are on our way up with the inventory. So buyers have more of a chance now to do the things we saw in 2020 where, you know, you could actually ask for credits. Do you remember credits? Those were fun when you like the roof was bad and you could actually say something about it. So we're back there, folks. Lease backs, all of this stuff. It's not just sellers. Sellers don't make all the decisions anymore. So
yeah, lease backs. I have been in the business. I got my license in 2002 and people never do post occupancy. Like up until 2020, I maybe saw it like one time. Like attorneys would be like, no, don't do that. Like it's a bad idea. Post occupancy, pre occupancy. That was like life in 2022. Yeah.
Every house.
We're going to buy your house and we're going to let you stay in it for free for 3 months.
And we're going to like throw in a masseuse and a personal chef. You just stay there. You'd be happy.
Yes.
But I just want the house whenever you're willing to give it to me.
Exactly.
2025, I'll take
it.
So
now, yeah. So I think, you know, to kind of piggyback on what Justin said, I think this first half is like, I think right now some markets, seller and buyers are starting to see eye to eye. But I think in certain markets, it's a little painful right now because there's a little bit of a disconnect between seller expectations coming off that crazy, insane ride and the buyers being like, hey, I can negotiate now. And the seller's not being like, oh yeah, you can. Like we still kind of feel like we're sitting in a throne, you know? So now like the buyer's getting to sit in the throne and have the ability to march orders and
100%. And I think one of the things I want to talk about with the media is, right, it's the media's job to be sensational, right? The media's job is to say, oh my God, the sky is falling. Mm-hmm. The sky's not falling.
Right.
They've been saying the sky is falling. I've had buyers tell me that the market's going to crash since I got in this business in 2018. How can the market have been crashing when it doubled?
Right.
The market doubled and you told me it was going to crash. So
I know. I'm you not know what's bad. Crazy is back when people named their kids Dick, like in back in the 60s and 70s. Justin was saying this is a big thing too. The news was only on for like an hour every night. Like you'd all sit around the TV at like 5 o'clock and watch the news at five and that would be it.
And a single family home costs 40 grand.
Right. But now the news is on 24/7, right? And the news, like bad news sells. So
I guess you would have a boyfriend, but you ever had a boyfriend that you hung out with like 3-4 hours a week? It's like pretty fun. But then when you hang out with them, like 30 hours a week and you have to think about things to say and things to do all the time, you're like, get out of my face. So it's a lot like that, right? Like the news needs to come up with more stuff, and then they start fighting, and then they break up, and then they get back together. You know, it's kind of like that. And then they break up again because they realize they're incompatible. I don't know. I think I'm talking about something else. Sorry.
Yeah. You know what? Justin is. Justin's. I'm a realtor who I am very private about my dating life on social media and in the world. And Justin is not.
So. Justin is currently facepalming.
So there you have it. That might be, if you're single right now, that might be, you maybe just need a girlfriend for 3 to 4 hours a week.
100%.
Like a long distance relationship would be nice.
I have a girlfriend and she's an accountant and it's tax season.
Oh,
and she's studying for a CPA. So
perfect.
I see her 3-4 hours a week and it is golden.
Perfect. Love it. Okay. So there you go. You found your little, what do they call that? Like your niche market for dating is exactly. The 3 to 4 hour a week kind of girl.
Perfection.
okay. So another thing that's happening right now with supply and demand, 2023, we're going to move back right into business, is a lot of people won't sell their homes right now. Well, there's a shortage of inventory. Even though the inventory's come back from last year, there's still a national housing shortage. And I think that's kind of due to like 06, 07, 08, a lot of builders got burned. So like over the last 10 years, there's been a lot less new home development, which has kind of resulted in a little bit of a housing shortage, or a lot of a housing shortage. And then that kind of combined with the last couple years of everybody refinancing their house and getting into 2% and 3% mortgages, those people don't really want to move. They're not super motivated because they're in these awesome low interest rates. So we have a little bit of a shortage. So that kind of is like the whole secret sauce in real estate, like supply and demand. So we do have a little bit of a shortage. And then we do have kind of a good demand going, but there's kind of demand is like two levels. There's people who want to buy a house, and then there's people who can actually afford to buy a house. So right now prices, at least in our marketplace, are still kind of high. And the rates are, you know, double what they were over the last couple of years. So that makes things a little less affordable for many. So I think like the lag in the market right now is kind of a lot of all those things that we just talked about combined. So that's, I think, the first half of 2023. What do you think about second half?
I think all 2023 is going to be amazing. I think buyers and sellers are going to realize right now, you know, season's here. If their house doesn't sell quickly, they can no longer say it wasn't season. It was Q4. People don't buy houses. It's Christmas. They were shopping, blah, 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 blah. They can only say there's right. What Allison and I and a lot of other people know is you can change three things about a house. You can change the price, the location, and
condition.
And the condition, right? And most people aren't willing to change the condition. They're not mobile homes, so you can't change the location. So sellers are going to realize it's price. And I think we'll be in a good place pretty soon.
Have you ever sold a mobile home?
No. I tried to once, and they told me they had to go to the DMV. I could not sell it.
Oh, there are different types.
If you own the land, I guess, but these people only own the home, they lease the land.
I have never sold a mobile home, but I helped somebody buy one. I was like, I don't really want to do this real estate deal because whatever. There was like a on-site realtor that did all the business in there.
He was probably also a dentist. I feel like a dentist and a mobile home person would do well together. I should stop talking. I'm going to get canceled.
Why do you think dentist and mobile homes?
That.
Okay. That was like, I don't know how your brain works, man.
I have no idea
how that just went down, but I sold somebody's house for them during COVID that was struggling a little with paying their mortgage payments, and they were maybe in danger of foreclosure because they lost their source of income due to the pandemic, and they had a lot of equity in their house. So I'm like, we got to sell this house before you lose it for not paying your mortgage. So I helped him sell the house. He was kind of going through a tough time, and he was downsizing and buying in this like 55 plus mobile home neighborhood where there's like an on-site realtor that does all the business. So I'm like, just go to her because it's just, but I'll help advise you. So I kind of helped with, and I did, I helped him. She was annoyed that I was like giving him some sound advice, but.
You were the realtor adjacent.
Yeah, I was just doing him a solid, like being a friend. So anyways.
You're a good one of those.
Yeah. So anyways, all right. So yeah. So and then, you know, I looked up some mortgage rate predictions and did a little bit of homework on it.
You're so smart.
The National Association of Realtors are predicting this is like to, you know, extinguish any rumors flaming out there in the world that are saying the rates are going to drop or go up. NAR, National Association of Realtors, actually found a bunch of other, like Redfin made a prediction, Zillow made a prediction, which is probably wrong.
They do good at those.
Yeah, which is probably wrong.
To the tune of negative $1 billion.
Right. But I do trust the National Association of Realtors, and they predict that rates are going to hover between low sixes and 5.7 as a low for 2023. So
Sounds like my dating history.
So if you're waiting for rates to drop to make a move, I don't think they are going to drop much more than they already are. So I think that the moral of the story here is that it's a buyer's market right now, and it's a great time to buy a house.
Absolutely.
So those are our predictions for 2023. Thank you so much for listening. I'm actually going to be doing, if you're a subscriber of Go Ask Allison, and if you're not, please make yourself one. I think you just click on subscribe right next to my picture.
If I could add, everyone is doing it. So if you don't do it, like, I mean, sucks for you.
Since I'm giving myself a little plug here, Justin is a realtor as well in my same marketplace. Can I give you a little plug before we log off?
I love plugs.
So Justin is a realtor with Keller Williams in Boca Raton? Boynton Beach.
Boca Del Rey Boynton.
Justin, you want to share like your Insta if anybody wants to follow you?
Yeah. Follow me at Himmel Sells Homes. It's H-I-M-M-E-L. Sales Homes. If you can't spell that, you probably shouldn't follow me.
Okay. So there you go. So that's if you want to follow Justin. He's a realtor in my marketplace, but you know, we all get along, and that's why we all sell real estate together happily and in harmony. So so we're going to log off for today. Justin's going to be back with me in a couple weeks. We're going to be doing another episode. So if you like Justin's podcast voice and you want to hear more of it, then definitely subscribe. And we will see you again in a couple weeks. Thank you.
Subscribe.